Hello, Mark Daly, once again from the McKibben Media Group Sports Department, getting ready with exclusive race weekend coverage from Michigan International Speedway. Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 8 Chevy Camaro for RCR. He's currently 11th in the standings, so in the playoffs, but still in that bubble position. We had an opportunity to be a part of a conversation with Tyler Reddick, and he talked about how wild and crazy things could get approaching Michigan and Daytona.
I played a big part in that excitement last Daytona cutoff race, you know, making a block that was a little too late on a car that was going a little too fast with Kyle Busch. But I think you'll expect to see drivers that were as desperate as I was in that race to try and get up front, get control of the race, and try and win for their team and all their partners. So it's just going to be a matter of trying to, I don't know, just have a understanding in the back of your head or have a point that you kind of have within yourself, like, all right, this is my fun meter. Like, if we can stay within here, we're good. If we go over here, we're starting to have too much fun. It's either, well, okay, I need to try and get close to the front. Do I need to get out of this thing? And that's all going to shift and continue to move around as, you know, the laps wind down, how the stages play out, you know, if Austin's able to get stage points and we aren't, or, you know, if, you know, Harvick's pretty far away, and depending on how Michigan goes, you know, we might be able to catch Harvick if something crazy happens to him in Michigan. We could catch Brad Keselowski. We're 30 points behind him. So we're trying to make the playoffs, right? But we're also trying to get to 10th and get that extra playoff point if we can, too. So there's a lot of things going around, and we're going to try and control what we can. You know, someone going in and winning that race at Daytona is something that we can't really control unless we go win that race. But it's a tough spot to be in.
He was asked, how are you going to approach things this year? Would you do that again? Are you going to approach things a little differently?
Well, the situation is a little bit different for us at the moment. You know, we were 60 points behind the cut line at Daytona last year for that race. You know, as of right now, we're in Michigan. I think we're up 23 points. So the situation is a little bit different. You know, we're 11th in points. We're looking at potentially, you know, if we have a good two race span, we might be able to get to 10th, get a playoff point there too. But in doing that, we could also maybe not even make the playoffs all at the same time. So again, just trying to control the things that we can. It is different because, you know, we are above the cut line at the moment. You know, if someone new wins at Michigan, yeah, then it's kind of all back to, you know, all of this stuff that we've been working towards kind of goes out the window. And then we need to come up with a new plan that we will bring and then have at Daytona for that race. So at the moment, we're just not really changing anything. We're just going to keep doing what we've done all year long. Once we get to Daytona, after Michigan is in the rearview mirror and seeing, you know, where we stack up in points, okay, maybe we change our strategy if someone new wins. Maybe not. We'll just have to see after this weekend.
Seems we always talk about getting into the playoffs, but we don't actually ever talk about what it means to be in the playoffs. So Tyler addressed what it means for his team, for his sponsors, for really the whole RCR organization to make the playoffs.
It's extremely important. As any driver, I think, would say, for us, especially for me last year, it was a goal for our team. Even though, yes, rookie and all that, we had the trends and the positives were there for us to get there. But some of the mistakes that were made in that rookie season, you know, really took us just far enough behind. It was really difficult to overcome. And other drivers were surging late in the season. And it was a difficult time to make up points, and we were losing them. This year round, I mean, it's even more important considering we were one of the first drivers to miss the playoffs last year. And then also for us, as I kind of talked about, we're sitting 11th in points, have a shot at getting to 10th. We've had a really good turnaround from, you know, 5 or 6 races in at Atlanta, I think it was earlier this year, where we were 32nd or 33rd in points. So we've overcome a lot of points deficit. We've passed a lot of other teams and drivers in points. And even furthermore, we've ran really, really well, I feel like, for many months now in the season. And I look at, you know, not just, okay, making the playoffs is important for sure. When I think about it, you know, the guys that will be racing around in these playoffs, I think we can outrun at where we're at right now. We can outperform and advance, you know, probably advance past some of these drivers and I think we're running good enough to make it through the first round and have a really good shot at fighting to make it through, through to, you know, through the second round to round three, honestly, like we're right in that window. So it's really important to make it into the playoffs because we are going to have some playoff points from, you know, the stage wins. If things go right, we'll get some more from where we're at in the regular season standing. So a lot's on the line for us in that regard, because we can, it's not a matter of just making the playoffs and okay, we made the playoffs, we went out the first round, that's where we stack up. No, I think we're running right now and where our team RCR is going, even Austin as well. Like we are good enough to make it, go deeper into the playoffs than just be a one and done.
Obviously a championship is huge, but is making the playoffs kind of on the same level?
I think it's always been really important to make the playoffs for sure. As things have changed over the last year and a half with the pandemic, and COVID, you know, now, you know, it's kind of easy to forget, you know, how different that would have been a year and a half ago. But, you know, now as well, everyone that's in the playoffs, you know, starts at the front of the field. So not only is it important to make the playoffs for your partners and the TV time and the storylines and for the team members, a part of the organization, but it's also incredibly important to make the playoffs because it's going to really dictate the opportunities you have for your race weekend. You know, when you're, you know, one of the best cars on the racetrack, but if you're starting back there in 17th at some of these places that we go to, it's really hard to even have a shot to get up there and battle with the guys that you have the speed to get to at some races that we have. So that was something that was kind of aggravating for us when we did miss the playoffs last year, is, you know, we'd have a good run, somewhere run, I don't know, top five. And nope, doesn't matter. We go to, you know, the next race and we're starting 17th, even though we probably should have started in the top 10. So that's another reason, you know, with the pandemic, that racing now changed to make it even more important. But we all know, you know, the cars and the teams are in the playoffs get a lot of the attention from, you know, post Daytona on. And so that makes it important for us to even more important. It's just another reason to go out there and get the job done.
With MIS having some similarities to other tracks on the circuit, Tyler talked about if they're able to pull some intel that they've gained from other tracks and use that at Michigan.
They're similar, but they're not. I mean, there's some things you can draw from, but I think the important thing to draw from it is, you know, these are races. A lot of these races are, you show up, you unload, you go through tech and you hit the racetrack without ever really getting a chance to adjust on what you bring and what you think is going to be the best piece for that race, that weekend, that time of day, whatever. So yeah, the racing surfaces, the size of the tracks, a lot of those variables may not be the same, but the one thing that does remain the same is you're working, you know, lots of hours on the car, on the setup that's going into it, and where you're going to start with the balance of all that, all beforehand, and have that set and, you know, in a pretty close box where you want it to be before you go to the racetrack. So as we go from places like Michigan and like we've ran at Pocono, Atlanta, you know, we go to Vegas and some of these other ones, you know, it's going to be the same type of deal. It's going to be really important to have, you know, our homework done and done the right way. So when we hit the racetrack that, you know, we're not having to wholesale our car, it's very difficult to make big adjustments and still even get it comparable. So I think that aspect of it, yes, it's going to be important to be able to take this car to Michigan and run good, know that we got it pretty close from the get-go for these other races like that at the 550 tracks like Vegas. I know Kansas further down the road, Texas, but the tracks like that too.
Tyler also talked about experience and how that plays a role when approaching the playoffs.
There are things about it that you can kind of, you know, compare it to the playoff situations that we're hopefully going to be putting ourselves into. But there's more unknowns just purely because it's still open-ended on the backside, right? I mean, anybody can win at Michigan and Daytona and they're in, just like we've seen, a few different winners do that this year. But once the playoffs start, it doesn't matter if, you know, a car in 17th, 18th and points wins the race. It doesn't shake up the leaderboard. There's no, you know, there's the uncertainty that it could add is kind of out of the question. It just becomes more about a race of really understanding, not necessarily focusing on your competition in the playoffs, but executing and sticking to your game plan and not getting caught up in the drama and the points and all that stuff, and just make the most of your weekends. And we haven't really I don't know. I never really foresaw at the beginning of the year that our recovery would lead us to being, 11th in points. At one time I'm like, man, okay, we're going to have a shot at very early in the year. I'll be honest. I didn't think we were going to have a chance to get out of the hole that we put ourselves in to just get back to the cut line. Then we did. And now we're sitting in a good spot. So kind of the whole year in a way has been a big steady grind of just like, all right, let's get more points. Let's get more points. Like, we got to make them up. And so these four races that we've had from the break, the two road courses that are now in the past and these two coming up, I kind of tried to create that as like a really important stretch to get the most out of our races. And yeah, Indy, we didn't get the finish we wanted, but you know, our team got out there. We got that thing pretty much, it repaired the best of our ability. Instead of, you know, parking and being done for the day, we were able to get five points on that last green white checkered. And that's the type of tenacity and, resilience and just the amount of fight that we need to have in our team. And we're having all those things come together at the perfect time.
Tyler also talked about what makes the season a success this year. Is it a championship? Is it the playoffs? Or is it more than that?
Well, there was definitely one point in time. Even last year, I was the same way. You know, if we make the playoffs, it's, you know, I'm a rookie year, you know, it would have been a success. If we didn't do that, it was very easy to kind of get down the dumps that, well, the goal that we had, we didn't obtain it. And kind of started the year out the same way, and as the years gone on, still have that same, same thought and drive. It's we got to make the playoffs. But, you know, there's other ways to look at it too. I think would make this season a success is to continue to just improve like we have been for months and months now. We're kind of in a spot where, you know, Michigan goes smooth and Daytona goes smooth. We're going to be in a great place. But, we could get to Daytona. We could run fifth, get stage points, have a great day. Somebody win that's behind, the cut line, knock us out. And that's kind of out of our control at that point. But for me, mainly, it's about that. It's just about that rate of improvement and continuing to improve all year long, not losing that drive to improve. So even if, you know, the unthinkable happens and some crazy upset winner happens at Daytona, the season isn't over. It's not a bust. The drive and the motivation that we have probably only would just increase as we try to really work on making everything better within our team and that aspect. How can we gel better as a team once we get thrown into a brand new car for next year? But the way we've been going has been great. We've been pushing really hard. You know, we just, unfortunately, the one thing we needed to do to really take care of a lot of our problems was win a race. And we've had those opportunities. We just didn't capitalize on it.
Last weekend, Tyler and his team did a great job of strategizing and making sure they at least had some stage points. But when you're approaching this race, how do you prioritize making sure that you have stage points as opposed to being there at the end?
I mean, it's kind of a nonstop, constantly evolving situation, depending on who you're trying to race for in points. Again, as hindsight now, I realize, if we didn't finish 21st at Indy, we finished 5th, 6th, 7th. We're knocking on the door of being really close to Brad, and we're still have that capability in front of us. So, where we're at now, we're 23 up, winning a race would be great, but we don't need to lose a lot of stage points and put ourselves in a tougher spot going into Daytona, really fighting like plate position for position against Austin. So I think we just keep kind of on the road that we've been on, going for the stage points when they make a lot of sense. You know, there will be times, and there has been times, where they make no sense for us because they'll cost us too much and we haven't gone for them. But more times than not, it's worked out in our favor. So we'll just keep doing the things that we have been. We've clearly been going in the right direction all year long. So why change what's been working? We'll just keep fine tuning on the little details and see where it shakes us out here when it comes time for the playoffs.
Tyler Reddick and his teammate, Austin Dillon, both with RCR, both battling for that final playoff spot. So he was asked, what's the mood like between you and your teammate?
It's been really good. We just before I hopped on with you guys, we had a sit-down interview with Jamie McMurray, and couldn't say it's just as good as it's ever been. We've been working really hard. The last 4 weeks were a really good time because we had those two off weekends and 2 weeks of road course racing. And both of us worked really, really hard on the cars and the setups, which were very close together. that we took to these road courses. So things have been really good there between us. We're really on the same page what both of us need to go out and do. You know, the teams are, as much as it would seem like the doors would shut at this point in time of the season when it's, you know, the 3 and the 8 fighting for 16th and 17th, the doors have never been more open. Lots of sharing going on. We both know that if we want to do well in the playoffs or make the playoffs, we need to keep, you know, push each of us, keep pushing the other along the way. And we've been doing a great job of that this year. And, you know, especially the last couple of weeks and, you know, going into Michigan, the same thing has been happening this week too.
Track conditions at MIS this weekend. Apparently they're going to be using resin as opposed to PJ1. Been the topic of some discussion amongst those on the circuit recently. Here's Tyler's response to resin on the track as opposed to PJ1.
Well, I hate to say it. I know it's not really the answer you want, but I'm not really trying to make any expectations of it at this moment. Very fortunate. Didn't know of this at the time that, you know, months and months ago when I had an idea what races I would be running in the Xfinity series. It just turns out that now with how well the resin worked at Nashville that now Michigan's going to give it a try. And it just so happened to be, you know, one of the events that I was going to be running, you know, the 23 car for Al Motorsports with Ohio Logistics on the hood of that car. So just worked out good because of that Xfinity race and the experience I'm going to get there. You know, I'm going to take what I've learned from the resin. I guess in a way, my expectations of the resin, maybe not what it'll do at Michigan, is okay. It seems to not need as much time or heat to activate. And it gives grip in a different way from the PJ1 to where when you slide up a couple grooves in it, you don't really crash or lose complete control of your car. It just seems to be a little bit more forgiving, have a good amount of grip still, but not get to the point where we've seen PJ1 just become so gripped up that nowhere else but the compound is an option to race on. So I think it could be a good fit for Michigan. I hope they height-wise, it's about where it's going to be when we go in a couple of days, because I really, really get nostalgic when I see the old videos of Michigan before it was repaved, watching guys run up by the fence. I know probably won't be on the fence, but any higher we can run at a fast 2 mile racetrack like that, I really enjoy, especially in an Xfinity car.
I love how he wrapped up with the nostalgia and how he was a student of the races, looking back at some of the classics that happened here at Michigan International Speedway. Tyler Reddick building his own legacy. Will that include getting into the playoffs for the first time? That could happen this weekend at MIS. This is Mark Daly in the McKibben Media Group Sports Department with exclusive race weekend coverage.